broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I have never met a child that woke up and said, I want to be Barb.
I was always scared. My whole childhood, I never had a chance to be a kid. I just remember the,
have used them effectively, and I think that they prevented a lot of injuries.
A lot of blame to go around, yeah, obviously.
I like Wiener.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Joy. What did you say?
I like Wiener.
All right. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night. Till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, because truth is our bitch on this show. Our website, philhendryshow.com. You can go over and watch live streaming video and hear live streaming audio of the show right this very moment. And you can also see a list of affiliates across the United States. If you're out traveling, you've heard many of our callers this evening from Buffalo, from Toronto, from San Francisco, New York, and so forth. We have a lot of affiliates in all the right cities and all the right states. Well, every state, just about. So check out our affiliate list there, as well as our archives and, of course, our video feed and audio feed every night, and download the show as well at philhendryshow.com. A police chief has called for more tasers. That's right. His name is Chief Bill McManus. It's been nearly 4 years since San Antonio police officers began carrying taser weapons on the streets, and Police Chief Bill McManus said he believes the stun guns have saved lives. Let's listen now to Chief McManus. In an interview with KSAT Television in San Antonio, the chief says he's an advocate of tasers used by his officers.
I think the officers have used them effectively, and I think that they prevented a lot of injuries. Use of a taser does not cause permanent injury. I'm comfortable that taser does what it's supposed to do when it's used against an aggressive or combative individual.
Vernon Dozier is a high school educator in Glendale, California, at Belmar Academy. He's also on the board of the board of directors there, as well as the tenured faculty. And Vernon, thanks for joining us. You had a question when you contacted me earlier today. You said you want to ask this on the air, so tell me.
I do want to ask this on the air, Phil, and my question is this. My question is, I heard you say yesterday, and I'm very happy that you went out of your way to get this news story, because I'm a big believer in people taking a stand. You said yesterday that even if it meant tasing old women, you were in favor of tasing old women. I wanted to know if you stood by that.
If I stood by what? Well, I mean, it depends. You know, I was saying I'm a big believer in law enforcement. I'm a big supporter of the police. Tasing old women, I don't know. I think we have to draw the line someplace.
All right. So in other words, you are not in favor of using a taser on an elderly woman, or in the case of that autistic young man, you're not in favor of that?
I would have to say that in those cases, perhaps we have to take another look at it.
All right, because that disappoints me, because when I heard you say that yesterday, I was ready to stand right in line behind you. I mean, it was one of those situations, Phil, where I would walk, as the saying goes, I would have walked right through the gates of hell with you, because I was right there with you. And I'm very disappointed to hear you backpedal, because when I read that headline and I heard you talking about this, police chief calls for more tasers, I felt something inside of me finally free up. And I felt like for the first time in a long time I could take a deep breath, and the air felt clean, because you don't often hear a law enforcement officer, you don't often hear people in general say something that is so clear, so direct, so unambiguous, so completely filled with honesty as a police chief saying, you know something, we need more tasers. And it was at that moment when I heard you talk about that, I thought, by God, I feel like there is somebody just finally opened a window in this place. You know what I mean?
So you're disappointed in me. Why? Because I don't believe in the unrestricted use of tasers?
Because I think, Phil, when you said what you said, you know, there's an old saying about fools rush in. There's an old saying about a fool, and a fool is going to say sometimes a fool says something smart, and I'm not saying you're a fool. Please don't get me wrong, but in this instant, in this argument, if I were to say that Phil Hendry's a fool, but you did say something smart when you said, tase the old women. Now,
Hold on for a minute. Sometimes I'm joking around, you know.
I'm aware of that.
And sometimes I'm using a hyperbole or an extreme thought or an extreme viewpoint to get a point across. And I think that you are saying that whatever was I said, you agree with. Now, let me ask you something. When you say the unrestricted use of tasers, do you mean that literally? Because you were asking me, you know.
I absolutely do.
You were asking me if I meant it literally, so you mean that literally.
I absolutely mean it literally. I think that the unrestricted use of tasers is the only way we're going to get a handle on a crime problem in this country that continues to befuddle and baffle and a crime problem is confusing police officers. And now, what I heard you say last night that the city of New York...
Well, that's ridiculous.
So you agree with that?
New York City, it was actually... It's not New York. It's not the, well, maybe it is the entire city of New York because it was proposed by the New York Council that police officers not use deadly force, but they use force not to kill, but to stop.
That's going to get more cops killed than you can shake a stick at. If you think we've had a lot of fatalities among police officers, take a look at the city of New York if they ever pass that law, and you will have cops dying by the bushel. And I'll tell you something else. If they ever pass that law, I won't go near the city of New York ever again. Thank God for San Antonio and this man, Bill McManus, because this guy knows what he's talking about.
All right, so let's talk about the unrestricted use of tasers. You believe that anybody and everybody...
Anybody.
All right, how about that? You mentioned that autistic kid.
I think that the autistic... let's talk more about the elderly. You know, we tie the hands of our police, and for once, we finally have a cop who says, guess what? Let's pull that taser out of the holster. Let's make sure it's got juice. If we need to, you know, if we need to plug it in and refuel it, let's do that. And then when we go out and we decide that someone is not obeying a police officer's command, I'm going to take that taser out of my belt. I'm going to fire that taser at an old lady, at an autistic kid, at a little girl, at a little boy, at a woman who is she might look like, for all the world, she may look like that, I forget the name of that old lady, Aunt B, is that what her name was? The lady on Andy Mayberry?
You mean Andy Griffith, yeah, Aunt B.
She may look like Aunt B. I would taser those people until they were unconscious if they tell me no. And that's the problem. That's what... I forget what that story was.
Well, let me play this for you. This is the lady from Texas, right?
Yeah, that Winklebein or what? I forget what her name is.
Her name was Finkbein, but she was tased, a 72-year-old woman. It happened last summer. Her name is Catherine Winklefine, Catherine Winkfine, and here was the actual tasing of this woman by this police officer in Texas, a small town in Texas, when she refused to obey his command. He was giving her a ticket. He wanted her to stand where she was standing. He didn't want her to get into her car and leave. She didn't think she deserved the ticket, and here's what happened.
Hey, put your hands on your back. Put your hands behind your back.
I'm getting back in my car.
You're going to be tased. Stop.
I'm getting back in my car.
No, ma'am. Taser. We're on the ground.
Right here. Oh. Yeah.
Put your hands on your back. You're going to be tased again.
Yeah.
Well, I can't hear it.
Put your hands behind your back.
You hear that? Yeah. Okay.
Put your hands behind your back.
I'm tired.
Get your hands behind your back.
I'm tired.
Yeah, see that? Now, you hear that old woman, that old lady who was told to put her hands behind her back, and she didn't do it. And now you hear her say, oh, I'm trying. I'm
See, it's very funny, Mr. Henry. It's very interesting what a taser will do. Suddenly, you're no longer a big-mouthed old lady. Now you're doing what the officer tells you to do. Can you, if you wouldn't mind, would you play that one more time?
The thing that I'm having a problem with, if to be perfectly honest with you, Vernon,
yeah,
is you going, yeah, yeah.
I have a right as an American citizen to express myself.
I understand, but it's a woman being tased.
It's a woman who was not doing what the officer told her to do, and I'm hearing a police officer exercising his jurisdiction, and he hit her with the taser. And you want to know something? When I heard her, when I heard that, well, I can't go into it.
Well, it's almost like you're getting a kick out of it.
Yes, I'm getting a kick out of it, and there's nothing wrong with getting a kick out of hearing a cop do his job and an old lady getting propped.
Well, what does that mean?
I mean, when she wasn't doing what the cop wanted her to do.
All right, here is the woman, and then we have to take a break. Our number, by the way, 877-876-PHIL.
Yeah, look at here it comes.
I can hear it.
Put your hands behind your back.
Watch this. Here it is. Listen to this old bitch.
I'm getting back in my car.
Yeah, watch this.
I can hear it.
No, ma'am. Get on the ground.
That is great.
You're going to be tased again.
You know, I don't like...
That is great. That is fantastic.
Okay.
Right there.
Put your hands behind your back.
She finally did put her hands behind her back.
All right,
I'm going to turn that off because it's disturbing to listen to.
Why is that disturbing, Mr. Henry?
I think anybody could tell you why it's disturbing.
No, I'm asking you, why is that disturbing?
I'm listening to a human being in distress. I'm also listening to the police officer trying to do it. The entire scene, for the police officer, I feel bad for him, the old lady, everyone.
You feel bad for the old lady. And this is why we've got a crime problem. We got a crime problem in our country because an offender who the police officer dealt with legally, and you feel bad for her. And why do you feel bad for her? Because she's an old woman. I will tell you, and I say this to your listeners, I could listen to that tape all day, and I feel good. I'll feel fine.
You say that like you're trying to convince yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm going to feel good.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here is a man, Vernon Dozier, who believes that hearing people getting tased is a good thing. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I'll feel fine.
Back here with Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier, a high school educator as well as a contributor to our program. You're an educator. You deal with young people. You deal with parents. You deal with the art of education and the art of teaching and the art of exploring and learning, Vernon. Your delight in at listening to that police officer use a taser and your delight in the fact that the police are going to be using more tasers seems incongruous.
No, it is not incongruous at all, Mr. Henry.
Well, it seems that way to me. For an educated man to, at the same time, delight in distress being visited on people.
I want to ask you something, because this is a very disturbing thing to me. Because I went to school, and because I have a college degree, and because I am an educated man, I'm not allowed to enjoy the work of our police.
The work of our police.
I don't want to get angry, but you're in a lot of ways you make me angry. You don't call that a police officer doing his job?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I'm not sitting there going, yeah, 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 I'm enjoying it.
Well, I do enjoy it when I finally see our police have the handcuffs taken off of them and they're allowed to deal with offenders in the way they should be dealt with. Now, I don't care if that was an old lady. He told the old lady that she had to do this and she had to do that. And the old lady didn't do it because that old lady thought because she's an old lady, ain't nobody going to care. and she's going to be able to get away with bloody murder. Well, guess what? That old lady got tased. And I'll give you something else to chew on, because I know this is where you're going anyway. You know that I had issues with my mother. You know that I...
Yes, I do.
All right. And you know that my mother never shut up. And I've told you that.
And okay, so when you hear that old woman getting tased, is that your mother getting tased?
It is not my mother getting tased, but had my mother been pulled over by that police officer, my mother would have acted that way, and she would have gotten tased by that police officer, and I would have enjoyed it. If I'd been, I don't know where I'd be.
Like if you were riding with her?
If I was riding with my mother, yes, and I saw that happen. If I was sitting shotgun...
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking tasers. This one police officer in San Antonio says we should have more of them. Here is Robin in Anchorage, Alaska on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Robin.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
I am just incensed that you're a guest there. I'm from New York originally. I've had friends that are cops. In fact, I still carry one of their badges around in my wallet. And now I live in Alaska. And I got to tell you, if I saw a cop tasing a 72-year-old woman on the highway like that, and I could get a corner of my bumper at 40 miles an hour and knock his, you know what, right across the highway,
and then you'd go to jail for.
I would sit right there and wait for them to put handcuffs on me.
What kind of man? They tase you.
Have you had your testosterone level tested lately?
Police,
a real man
does
not tase
a
72-year-old woman.
What do you mean? Yes, they do. When she doesn't do what she's told, she gets tased. Now, what are you doing carrying a cop's badge around? What is that
What's
supposed
that?
To mean? What are you what doing carrying some cop's... Yeah, what are you doing with that?
Doing with what?
With the cop's badge. You said you got a cop's badge that you carry around.
They give them out to their families and their close friends. If you knew anything about New York City cops, they get,
I think, one
or two a year.
So you're going around telling everybody you're a cop. Is that what you're doing?
No.
Our police officers have got their hands tied.
They don't
have
their
hands tied. And they have got to put up with every kind of... And they got to put up with lip from people like this old lady. Just like my mother never shut up.
How do you know she even understood? My husband is 100% service-connected disabled veteran. He has a hard time hearing.
This bag won a lunch. Are you kidding? Mr. Henry, could you play that again?
I'll play it again if I don't hear you going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want this lady to hear. Whoever you guess needs some time in a rubber room for 72 hours.
Lady, know what you're talking about before you talk, okay?
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Put your hands on your back. Put your hands behind your back.
Yeah, here it comes. She refuses to do what he said.
You get in. Stop.
I'm getting back in my car.
No, ma'am.
Right here.
What's
it?
Get on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Put your hands
Would you stop that?
You're going to be tased again.
Yeah. You tell me you don't love that.
No. I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I would not test... I would not... Taser a 72-year-old woman. I would consider myself a failure as a cop if I had to take that attitude.
Are you a cop? I don't know whether this lady's a cop or not.
Are you a police officer, Robin?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
And
that doesn't mean anything, Vernon. What we're asking here...
I think it means a lot. I think it means that if someone says they're not going to do what the officer directs them to do, that he can drop them like a bag of cement. And you tell me I don't have the right to go, oh, yeah?
Well, no, you're going, oh, yeah.
He's taking like you're having pornography.
Well, now, will you listen to the dirty mind on this woman? That's dirty. I listen to a police officer doing his job, and I enjoy it, and you think I'm getting my cookies.
I think you are. I think you're one sick dude. And the fact that you're a teacher or something, you work with children... You wouldn't work with any of my kids.
Here we go. Well, I stand for law and order. You don't.
Yes, I do.
I stand for police. No, you don't. I stand for police being allowed to do their job. You don't. I stand for, yes, even autistic, even crippled people being tased if they don't do what the officer says. You don't. I stand for...
Even crippled people, huh? Where do you draw the line on this?
I don't draw the line. When it comes to an officer's safety and people complying with the law...
I'll tell you that. How about if I give you an invite? You come to Anchorage, and I'll gladly tase you.
How about if I tase you if you don't do what I tell you to do?
All
be
right.
My guest.
Anyway, Rob, thank you very much for your... 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back.
What are you laughing at?
We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Phil Henry.
I hear that tape again.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-877-877-876-PHIL, and welcome back to our program. Vernon Dozier, a high school educator from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, has joined us. And we're talking about the comments of Police Chief Bill McManus of San Antonio, Texas, who has said that more tasers should be used. Tasers have saved the lives of police officers. Tasers have saved the lives of private citizens. Tasers are in point of fact, a safe weapon. A good weapon to use to protect the police as well as private citizens, to protect, in some instances, suspects from themselves. And, you know, Mr. Dozier, I'd be willing to believe all of that. What I don't like, and I've told you, is the sense that somehow it's fun to hear people getting tased.
Mr. Henry, I want to interrupt you. I think that hearing a police officer, you keep saying it's fun to hear people get tased. No. It's fun to hear a police officer finally have a weapon that is not going to kill them. It's not going to put them in the hospital. As a matter of fact, once they get up and wipe themselves, then they probably got to change their underwear, and I'm sure you understand why. And if that's the worst thing that happens to them during the day, if that's the worst thing that happens to you after you've told a police officer, no, you're not going to do what he has asked, what he's told you and directed you to do by law. And if the worst thing that happens to you after that police officer has been denied by you that you defecate in your underwear, friend, you've had a lucky day.
8778. Boy. 877.
What does that mean, boy? Mr. Henry, if you could play cut three that I sent in. Now, there wasn't a human being in America that wasn't happy to hear this.
Don't taste me, bro!
Because they knew that punk deserved what was about to be visited upon him. And as Al Pacino so very wonderfully said in a wonderful film I enjoyed very deeply called Carlito's Way, here comes the pain. As he was about ready to go out of the bathroom, remember that?
Don't taste me, bro!
Remember that, Mr. Henry? He's going to go out of the bathroom, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I know the movie. About.
Well, I think it does.
Well, no, it does not. It's a movie. It's a made-up thing. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call. We have D listening to us on WPLZ Chattanooga tonight. D, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hi, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
With the tasers and more tasers, it would be more killings and all this. I agree with
Outstanding.
That.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
But there's a line here, okay? I am 100% disabled. I was in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I was also a police officer. I couldn't go back to my job. We used tasers. It made me sick having to use them, but I also used it to protect myself. But I didn't get off and laugh when somebody was twitching and screaming, it hurt, don't, I'll be good now. Because there are people out there.
I want to ask you a question. You are 100% disabled. Now,
yes.
Are you in a wheelchair? Are you in a wheelchair, ma'am?
Yes. I am. I'm a hemiplegic.
All right.
Okay.
You are
I can't do any of that anymore, but
what do you mean you're uniplegic? You're uniplegic means what? Just one leg? I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm very sorry to hear that as well, Dave.
But here's the one I want to ask her. Did you use tasers on, like, on Iraqis? Is that what you mean? Or on when you were a cop?
When she was a police officer.
Oh, I see.
I was a police officer. No.
So, you know something? I want to say this. I'm going to say this. If you had had a taser on you, the day that they made you into a uniplegic. If
she was in Iraq, she was at war.
If she'd had a taser,
it wouldn't have done a damn good having a taser when the damn thing was in ground and it blew up. You can't have it. How is a taser going to help me in Iraq? No, I still heard the thing I need.
Wait a minute. The punk that put you in that wheelchair.
What do you mean the punk that put her in the wheelchair?
No punk.
It was in.
There's no.
Well,
there was
who
no
is the punk?
I was hurting in Iraq.
Who's the lousy
I was
punk?
Duty as a police officer.
It was Iraq. It was Iraq. Do you understand? If she was in war, she was in the theater of war, not as a police officer.
Well, you know something.
I was in signal. I worked in the computers and the electronics. So it was IED and the
first of all,
on the side of the road. But anyway, my point was.
I understand. God bless you for your service to our country, and God bless. Well, and I'll tell you right now. I still, if you would have had a taser and you found the Iraqi that put that bomb in the road, I would have loved to have seen him twitch and yip and
I wouldn't because
do all kinds
bad, because
oh,
a lot
man.
Of them that do that have their families being tortured if they don't do that.
Right.
They're trying to save their
right.
families. So they don't
what?
Know if their family's alive or not. I mean, it's a freaking mess. It's sad over there. It's freaking
It's a
pitiful.
Sad thing, yeah. Remember
yeah,
that scene
none of it.
In,
Nobody wins.
Yeah.
Nobody's freaking winning over there. No
you remember that scene in Hurt Locker? You remember that scene in Hurt Locker?
Wait a minute. Don't talk about Hurt Locker. You've got a real veteran here. She doesn't want to hear about some movie.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
know,
there was that
still,
that man that had the bomb, strapped on him.
That's a Hollywood movie. This lady is a hero.
But it,
she's
I
a
know,
hero
but it
to
really
me
happened.
And a hero to America.
That crap happened. That's probably where they've got it from. I don't
right.
I don't really watch
right.
that stuff. The but that stuff
well,
happened.
The writer the writer of the movie was embedded with one of those bomb units, D. But anyway, you're making a very good point. You're saying that you do not take any delight in watching a suspect twitch.
Let me ask you a question.
My guts go. I want to puke afterwards. You know?
D.
I mean,
this punk,
I don't even want to hate for somebody. But you know what? That person, unless they're mentally ill, because then, you know, really, truly mentally ill, they have a choice. Whether to want to run away or not. That old woman had a choice. I don't...
What do you think about being disciplined?
Be reprimanded. And she... Not tasered
but,
laughed at.
But not laughed at.
I didn't laugh at her.
Well, you're going, yeah, you know.
I mean...
You know something? Every time you do that, Henry, you make it worse. You make it sound worse, like I'm getting my cookies or something.
You've said that
you
two times. I don't...
But, you know, I'm the outside listening to this over here, okay? I've been listening to this all night.
Is this D-aplegic talking?
This is D talking, and I, Mr. Dozier, just be quiet. Go ahead, D.
Well, if you're listening to this, you know, it wasn't even to put my two cents worth in. I thought you had a good point, and you have a right to state your case or whatever you believe. I mean, we're our United States of America. It's the reason I'm freaking out, okay?
That's right. Thank God
for
you.
We also have a right to tell you that we don't like it when you laugh when that old woman's hurting. So everybody can agree to disagree. We have our own opinions. It's sickening.
See,
I think something happened to you when you were younger, and that's my
opinion.
I
understand, Dee, that you...
Something because there is no normal human being that would get off on listening to an old woman get tasered.
I'm not saying
that
my mother did anything. My mother didn't do anything other than she wouldn't shut up. But let me just say this, Dee. I understand
where you're...
Right.
But, Dee, I understand where you're coming from. I know that you, as a former, as a veteran, as a former police officer, that you have a certain presentation that you need to... You have a certain image. So I understand it's a wink and a nudge, and you I know what you're saying.
Well, what do you mean a wink and a nudge?
Well, she really does. She really does approve him.
No, she doesn't.
She really doesn't mind, but she has to say she...
Wait a minute. Dee said she doesn't like you laughing.
She has to say that. She doesn't mind.
No, I don't have to say crap. I have no taser upside my head or no gun upside my head. I can say you what the hell I want.
You whatever you say, Dee.
I don't have to say anything.
Hey, look at. Hold on. Look at. And D. No, I want to say, Vernon, don't dismiss what this woman is saying because you think it's a wink and a nudge, and she actually does approve of it. She said she doesn't approve.
Yes, sir.
Well, what does "yes, sure" mean?
If we have to use tasers to protect ourselves because we don't know who we're dealing with. When I was.
Hey, D. You want to have some fun? You want to have some fun? Listen to this. Listen.
Don't tase me, bro.
Is that great or what? That punk, that dirty little punk.
Oh, God. All right, look at D. I want to let you go, and thank you for your service to our great country. That's D in Chattanooga. What branch of the service were you in?
Army. And if he is actually an active teacher in a school system,
yeah,
yes, I
wrote it down. I'm calling that school system because he should not be teaching children. And I appreciate you listening to me and my opinion.
Thank you very much, D. Okay, thank you, dear. 877-876-PHIL.
So she's going to rat me out. There I was trying to say how great her service to our country was. And
well, she wasn't giving you a wink and a nudge, man. She says she doesn't like it, she didn't appreciate it, and she doesn't. That's all there is to it. Here is Terry in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Terry, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Okay, hi, Phil. Great show as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Especially with Herb Sewell. Anyway, Mr. Dozier.
These guys say it's great show as always. Does that ever bother you?
Would you just let the man say what he's going to say? Go ahead.
Mr. Dozier, you say you're an educator?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got about 35 years over the road trucking, my friend, and I'll tell you what. Except for New York City cops, most cops that I ever came in contact with are just a bunch of power-tripping thugs. And if a cop would have
you're
done
a lefty.
That to my grandmother...
You're a left-winger. You're a left-winger.
Hey, no,
you're one
no,
of these
no,
teamsters.
No,
yeah,
no,
you
no,
are.
I'm just
anybody
saying.
That said... Anybody that said... You just heard that young lady who's an Afghanistan veteran and she was a cop. You want to call her a thug?
No, I used to be a cop, my friend, back in the 60s. I'm an
you want to call that young woman who? You want to call that young woman who's in a wheelchair from Afghanistan a thug?
No, not her. But what I'm saying
yeah,
is...
thank you. Thank
what
you.
I'm saying
so
is...
Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate our newfound
is,
friendship.
What I'm saying is...
Oh, would you turn that off? Go ahead.
What I'm saying is...
Every time I try to get my kicks.
Even having been a cop back in the 60s, long time ago, if anyone would have done that to my mother or my grandmother, I guarantee you, kiddo, I'd have beat his brains out. I guarantee it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
you
don't. That's because
no,
you don't know me, my friend.
No, you wouldn't. No, you know what? You wouldn't. Because if the cop did it, he'd draw it down on you. And you'd
no,
be
I, you know
a,
what?
You'd be pulling a slug out of your groin.
No, no, I wouldn't.
Number
and,
two,
and you know,
I
want to
know who
something?
This guy is that was kissing Ann Coulter.
What?
Who's the guy that's lip locking Ann Coulter on TV?
I don't care. Okay, go ahead, Terry.
Okay.
Listen to him.
No, I. Hey,
you think it's
hey,
funny?
Kiddo.
No. I support our police. I support our police, and whatever makes our police happy, I'm
support
happy.
The ones. I support the ones that do their job properly. And,
well,
and those
according
are few,
to Terry,
those are
according to Terry.
Those
just because you get a speeding ticket every now and again, just because you get a speeding ticket every now and again, you hate cops. Well, I got
a great
idea.
No,
how
no.
about observing
well,
the speed limit?
Don't
chase me, bro.
In my last years of trucking, I didn't get no more tickets because I laid the money out for total radar protection. But that's not the point. The point is...
Yeah, that is the point. You're a lawbreaker. You're a lawbreaker. you're a scofflaw. You hate cops. And the thing I should be hearing from you more often is...
Don't tase me, bro!
I'd like to hear that.
Will you knock it off with that don't tase me, bro? Listen, Terry, thank you very much, sir, for your call. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I can tell you...
Can I just please...
What?
Can I, please, please?
Please what?
Can I hear the old lady?
You know something?
I'm asking you, Mr. Henry, as someone who's gone to bat for you, you remember the time that the sponsors thought that you were a vile and vulgar and inhumane human being and the educational resources, the staff at our school came to bat for you?
Oh, so you're going to pull that one out, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it out. You know what, may I please?
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Put your hands behind your back.
Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes.
I'm getting back in my car.
You told him to go suck an egg. Did you hear that?
Be paid.
No, she didn't.
I'm getting back in my car.
No, ma'am.
Boom. Right there. Boom.
Get on the ground.
Yeah. Good night. Thanks for playing.
Now put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back.
And the garage doors are going up.
Oh, boy, you are sick. You know that?
No, I'm not sick. That old lady's sick. She's the one laying on the ground.
Put your hands behind your
World
back.
Famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. World famous.
Put your hands
yeah.
behind your back.
Yeah.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877. 877- 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier, man.
That guy, he wishes his mom was going to get tased everything.
Yeah, well, he said he was sitting shotgun, though.
If he was sitting shotgun, he's talking about his mother. He's got issues. There's no question about it. But he's got these issues, and so if that was his mother and he was sitting shotgun, he would have, anyway, he would have really enjoyed seeing her getting tased. I mean, you know, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
What?
It's a, it, never mind, man.
What does that mean?
It's a old thing, an old show.
Yeah, was that movie?
No, it was a radio show. All right, look.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Well,
will you shut up, bud, and let me finish the show? All right, Jesse James says being an abused child caused his cheating. Well, there you go. You know, being an abused child is going to cause a lot of stuff. Let's face it. Now, is he talking about the father that he actually was on television with? Having spent several earlier segments of his ABC interview bearing his soul, Jesse James saved the strongest revelation for the last. He admitted on Tuesday's Nightline that he was the victim of abuse as a child and that the shame of it drove him to cheat on his wife, Sandra Bullock, and destroy his perfect marriage. I'm not trying to mock the man or make fun of him, but I don't know. Doesn't it sort of sound convenient? All right. I was a terrorized kid, James said, about the beatings he received from his father. Wasn't he on television with this guy, or am I insane?
Yeah, I think so.
About the beatings he received from a father that he also went into business with and did a TV show with. They were both on TV. I don't know whether they were doing the same show. Anyway, Jesse James on Nightline with Vicky Mabry last night. Jesse James explains how his affair ruined his marriage.
I just told her basically everything, you know, that I had affairs outside of our marriage. I wouldn't believe everything you read in tabloids, you know. I was unfaithful to my wife, and I'm not going to put any kind of count to it. And just the fact that, you know, I took a perfect marriage and a perfect wife and perfect life and stepmother and, like, threw it away because of my actions, it doesn't matter. It could have been a million. It doesn't, you know, bad is bad no matter what it is.
Here he is being asked, I should say, why he threw away his marriage with Sandra Bullock over the affair. Didn't he just answer that question? I guess here he is.
I don't know. You know, during the midst of all of it and when I was doing it, I knew it was horrible. It made me feel horrible. And two, I knew I would get caught eventually. And I think I wanted to get caught. It was me trying to self-sabotage my life. Everything that happened in our marriage and everything that I said and every good moment on for her and for me and for the kids, none of it was bullshit. It was all real. I'm doing it because, you know, I've basically never felt good enough for anyone.
Here he complains of abuse by his father, Larry James.
I was always scared. My whole childhood, I never had a chance to be a kid. I just remember the, like, clenched teeth, like, strained neck look on his face, you know.
Did he beat you?
He beat my ass pretty good a bunch of times. You know, football star, bike builder, Monster Garage TV star. All that stuff is a huge smokescreen so people won't see that I'm a scared, abused kid, a seven-year-old.
Jesse James cries while bringing up his own son. On the entertainment show, by the way, The Insider, a body language expert, says that Jesse is full of it and that this entire segment is staged.
I was a terrorized kid, you know, and in this day, I mean, it's really tough for me to think about now because Sonny's the age.
You see all those things that happened to you?
Well, Sonny's the age that I was. Sonny's the age I was when my dad broke my arm. Let me take a break for a second.
All right. I don't know about their so-called body language expert. You know, you can take that and stick it, insider.
and you can stick it inside, too. One time, James said his father chased him in the dark. I tripped over this little low fence wire and snapped my wrist, and I remember my dad laughed at me. Now, in an email to ABC News, Larry James says his son's allegations of abuse are not true. Julie James England, Jesse's sister, told E! News exclusively that the beleaguered star's revelations on Nightline about his dad physically abusing him as a child were completely true. I saw it, she says. I lived there with my dad, and he was very aggressive with Jesse and I. He did abuse Jesse. And while Jesse knew it was horrible to cheat on his wife, it was the fact that his life was so good that he says caused him to trip himself up. So you heard the rest of that. Jesse James, man.
I understand. Who abused? What happened?
Jesse James was abused by his father, Larry James.
Yeah, it was so much bullcrap.
Well, that's true. That's true. It was very confusing. I don't know whether the guy's making up. I don't think he's making up the fact that his old man probably smacked him around pretty good and probably broke his arm. And maybe he's letting his guard down for the first time in his life. I don't know, you know. But if we look at it this way, we all have reasons for doing the things that we do. You still cheated on your old lady, man. So, you know what? I'm sorry about your life, but you're still going to be a piece of crap. I mean, we're all pieces of crap. We're men. World famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rance. Don't forget PhilHenryShow.com.
Phil Henry.